Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Samaniti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvisesh Shunyavani, Paschatya Deshatarne, Trinadavi Sinichena, Tarar Iva Sahishnuna, Amani Nama Nadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam, Kalao, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyata, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. My name is Nirantara Das. On this very date, July 15th, 1973, when many of you were not even in this particular body, I got a suitcase. I left a note on my parents' refrigerator door. Goodbye, I'm joining the Hare Krishna temple. I was 23 years old. I had a friend of mine, a musician friend, who was a drug addict. He drove me the some 40 miles from my house to the temple door. And for the next 90 minutes, somebody was trying to convince me not to do what I was about to do. But I was determined, because I was fed up with New York. And right up until the time we got to the temple, he kept telling me, no, you could still make it, because we were trying to become the next Bob Dylan, John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, whatever. And he was saying, no, we can still do it. Come on, you're great. But I said, no. I slammed the door. I walked up the stairs of the temple with my suitcase. I had my devotee contact. And I closed that door and said goodbye to the material world. Best decision I ever made in my life. So this date, July 15th, and it was also a Sunday, by the way, back at that day. It was also a Sunday. So I was very happy when the temple authority said, you can speak on this date. And now, oh, this is my anniversary date. Now, just on Thursday, ISKCON celebrated its birthday also, because this movement, ISKCON, was duly incorporated in July of 1966. And so I'd like to take you back. There's a little description in a book called the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, which will give you a little glimpse of what happened in that day of July 1966. And we will also hear the seven purposes of ISKCON. After all, we should know what it is we've joined, or that we come to, or what is this thing, especially for people who are here for the first time. You might want to know what you've opened the door to. So with that in mind, if you're ready to proceed, let's all raise our hands and repeat after me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Big Brother is watching. We have 46 devotees all over the world watching on the internet. So everybody say Hari Bol. And now we're ready to proceed. Let me start the premises here. What I'm about to do is authorized by the GBC, by the way. Give me a second here. We shall call our society ISKCON. Prabhupada had laughed playfully when he first coined the acronym. He had initiated the legal work of incorporating that spring while still living on the Bowery. Now, for those of you who don't know, The Bowery is perhaps the lowest point of human existence known to man. And there was Srila Prabhupada. I know the Bowery. I got mugged once on the Bowery. So when I always hear about how Prabhupada spent some time living on the Bowery, it actually breaks my heart that Srila Prabhupada tolerated so much to start this movement. But even before its legal beginning, he had been talking about his quote-unquote International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And so it had appeared in letters to India and in a local newspaper of New York called the Village Voice. A friend had suggested a title that would sound more familiar to Westerners, International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada had insisted, Krishna Consciousness. God was a vague term, whereas Krishna was exact and scientific. God consciousness was spiritually weaker, less personal. And if Westerners didn't know that Krishna was God, then the International Society for Krishna Consciousness would tell them by spreading his glories in every town and village. So, first point here I'd like to make. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. One of our objectives expressed is that we want to tell the world Krishna is God. I myself am very comfortable with that. I like that. Some people, no, be bold. Tell them, just like what's happening in 2 weeks, Bhakti Yatra. That's the day you be bold. Come out onto the streets, dressed in full regalia, and proclaim yourself, I am a devotee of Krishna. What are you going to do about it? It's our day. Here in Los Angeles, everybody gets their days. Left, right, green, red, black, white, gay, straight, everybody gets their day, including the Hare Krishnas. So I'll see you on Rath Yatra Day. All in favor, say Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.
Now we will get some more insight. Krishna consciousness, that phrase, Krishna consciousness, was Prabhupada's own rendering of a phrase from Srila Rupa Goswami's book, Padyavali, written in the 16th century. Let's do a little Sanskrit. Please repeat. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. Let's do it all together now. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. And in the Vedas it says you should do something three times. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. You have passed your Sanskrit exam for today. Which means to be absorbed in the mellow taste of executing devotional service to Krishna. So now you know, because if you read Prabhupada's books, this phrase comes up a billion times. Krishna consciousness. So what does it mean? To be absorbed in the mellow taste of executing devotional service to Krishna. That is our religion. That is what we are doing. We are trying to render some devotional service. Service with loving devotion unto Krishna. So that's part one. I've broken today's lecture out into three parts. So now, the seven purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is Srila Prabhupada. He is the founder acharya. Founder means it's his movement that he started coming alone from India on a boat in 1965, suffering two heart attacks on the boat. For 1 year, as we see, Here it is. He arrived in September of 1965. And now in July, 1 year later, July 66, his movement, his whatever he has come to do is now taking shape. It is now born. So he has a plan in mind. He has a purpose. So here are the seven purposes. So by hearing this, we will get an understanding of what we are, who we are, and why we are. Number one, to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. So that's the first purpose of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Number two, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So again now, it is expressly stated, consciousness of Krishna. But how? According to Gita and Bhagavatam. In other words, Prabhupada's movement is supposed to be scientific, not whimsical or sentimental. It's based on a systematic presentation. And Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers, his students, his disciples to learn the science of Krishna on the basis of these books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So if I consider myself a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, then I should become quite familiar with the teachings and philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's go to number three. To bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that every soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. So we are meant to help and get closer with each other, and we are also meant to educate humanity at large. What is that we are trying to teach? That every soul is part and parcel of Krishna. That is a fundamental principle. And it's not, shall we say, wishful thinking. It's scientific. According to the Bhagavad Gita, according to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it is the intrinsic nature of every soul that the soul is part and parcel of God. We're all children of God. No matter who you are or what you are, everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, we're all the same family. We're all brothers and sisters. And our job is to instill that amongst each other and even those who don't know that yet. There are millions of people who don't know that. So that's also a purpose. We are meant to inform the world. Krishna is God. You are his part and parcel. Number four. To teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, which is congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is considered the actual founder of this Krishna consciousness movement. You could say, because this question can be answered, you could say, who is the founder of this movement? Krishna. It's his movement. He wants this movement to go on. And you could say, all right, in more recent terms, the founder of this movement is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who only appeared 500 years ago. Or if you want to get even more specific, as we're reading, all right, this movement was started in 1966 by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Pick whatever answer you like, or pick all three. That's what I do. All three fit. A, B, C, or all of the above. I choose all of the above, depending on what angle of vision you would like to see from. So to encourage the Sankirtan movement. This is the Sankirtan movement, right now, going on. This is the Sankirtan movement. And when one or more people come together and begin to chant or talk about Krishna, that is Sankirtan. When we do the Ratha Yatra in 2 weeks, that is Maha Sankirtan. Or if I was in a Latino country, Mucho Sankirtan. Mucho grande Sankirtan. Yes, big Sankirtan. And if the, and they always come, if the television people come and they put us on the TV, big, big, big Sankirtan. Yes. So, Sankirtan, this word is two words. Sankirtan. Sam means complete, full. Kirtan, to glorify. Who are we glorifying? God. And who is God? His name is?
Krishna.
You all get A plus today. Very good. Yes. So, Sankirtan means we want to completely and fully engage in glorification of God. For instance, when people in general, they go to a concert and the performer puts on a stellar performance, the performer gets a standing ovation. I got that once. Before I was a devotee, I auditioned in this club in Greenwich Village. So I was really working the crowd. I was really working it. And by the end, they gave me a standing ovation. I said, yes, victory. So when we see somebody, a performer, right? So when we do Sankirtan, we are giving God a standing ovation. Our hands are up in the air and we're saying, God, you're the man. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And of course, we're doing this Sankirtan as it was taught by Lord Chaitanya himself. The record is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya, he organized the Kirtan party with kartals and with the drums. So we also do the same thing. We are going out with our drums, and when we do the Ratha Yatra, we will have many drums and many kartals, and everyone will be chanting and dancing. It's a parade. So we're fulfilling the mission Srila Prabhupada envisioned. Number 5. To erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. So, we have this temple. So this temple is dedicated for the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Everything that this temple does is centered around right there, Radha Krishna. Everything is centered around And everyone is working to please their lordships. Srila Prabhupada also established some temples in the dhams. In India, they have these dhams, sacred holy places. So we have our temple in Vrindavan. Everyone should visit our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan because Prabhupada erected that temple for you. In the beginning, Prabhupada sent his disciples to India to learn different things. We didn't have our own temples. So Prabhupada said, we will have to have our own temples so that when our members go to India, they have some place. So Prabhupada was very keen on establishing two main temples in the holy dham. In Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir, and then in Mayapur, which is our world headquarters. This used to be the world headquarters, as we say, back in the day. Yes, this Los Angeles used to be the world headquarters, but not anymore. So Vas loves to say Western world headquarters. That's okay. That's all right. But the world headquarters, because that's what Prabhupada wanted, can't argue with the boss. He established Sridham Mayapur as our world headquarters. So these two places, they are called dhams, holy place. Devotional service rendered there, you get thousands and thousands of time more benefit. So everybody says, oh, I got to get there right away. Yes. Everyone should visit Vrindavan and Mayapur at least once. Some devotees go every year. But at least once, you should all visit Mayapur and Vrindavan. And then you can tell me when you get back, you could say, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for giving me. And I said, yes, very good. So we have our local temple. That's a place for transcendental pastimes. And we have these two temples in India. All right, number six. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. So what does this mean, simpler, more natural way? It means high living. I mean, no, not high living. Wait. As you can see. Simple living, high thinking. The material world, dyslexic. High living, simple thinking. Ugh. TV says I should do this. Let me do that. No. Simple living means, and what's the brilliance, the genius of Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada? You live comfortably. Be happy. Be comfortable. But that's not all the whole game. There's a higher purpose to life than just working and getting a better job and getting a better house and getting a better car every 5 years. No. Be comfortable. Be happy. You can live comfortable in the world, but you have to maintain a higher purpose in life. Self-realization. Spiritual emancipation. Or if you ask Lord Chaitanya, what's the goal of life? He will say, love of Krishna. Now, be happy, family, friends, be comfortable, eat nicely, but at the same time, develop your love of God progressively. High thinking means think in terms of Krishna consciousness. Think in terms of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bring your material entanglement down, 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 down. Bring it down as low as you can. When you have a fever, The doctor's job is to break the fever and bring it down. Because if the fever gets 106, 107, gone. Bye-bye. So the doctor's job is to bring the fever down. So currently in the world, the material fever means the drive for sense gratification, the gusto for enjoying more and more and more material things is way out of proportion. And people are going mad, crazy, fighting, killing each other. Why? Because they want more. Right? That stupid movie, Greed. Right? I'm sure many of you saw that movie. Greed works. No, it doesn't. Yeah, greed works. It brings you to hell. That's what greed does. And Krishna says, greed is one of the three gates leading to hell. So that materialistic philosophy where greed is good, yeah, good for going to hell. We want to bring that material fever down so that everyone can start thinking sanely. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, every sane person should give up these three gates leading to hell, lust, anger, and greed. Materialistic life means lust, anger, and greed. Spiritual life means less lust, no, anger, no, greed. Bring them down, cool, baby, cool. Chill out. You chill out by developing higher thinking. Higher thinking is presented by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and in the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Keep your material life simple. Be comfortable now with the excess time and with a peaceful mind. Develop your Krishna consciousness. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time. Last one, number 7. With a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. Now the reason why this is also included is because Srila Prabhupada once was with his spiritual master in the most sacred of all holy places. There is a place in India called Radha Kund. And this place is considered the holiest of the holiest of holiest holiest places. So he was with his spiritual master, and people would think, oh, in this Radha Kund, they must have been discussing Radha and Krishna and the gopis and high esoteric. No. What did his spiritual master tell him at Radha Kund? He said to him, if you ever get money, print books. In Radha Kund, he's being told this. Not the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada took that instruction from his spiritual master very, very seriously. He took it straight to his heart. And Guru Maharaj has said, if I ever get money, print books. And the history, the record shows, when Prabhupada got money, either through his preaching or his temples or whatever, Prabhupada insisted 50% had to go for the publication of books. And it was here in this temple, in 1975, Prabhupada laid down the hammer. Prabhupada had been translating, but the publication was backlogging. So Prabhupada told his managers, I'm writing, but you're not keeping up. So Prabhupada gave them a mandate. They had to publish so many books in a certain amount of time. And this temple went into overtime. They had shifts going. So they used to have the press here. So they had shifts, and the book publication was going on 24 hours. And there was always a shift of devotees, and they did the marathon. And the result of that marathon was that a major book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, was published in a record amount of time. Some 12, 11, how many volumes of books was published in a very short period of time. Prabhupada had that power, that he would request his disciples, for instance, here in this temple also, in 1972, for the December, the devotees, the whole month, the whole temple, everyone was going out distributing books. You had one pujari stayed back the day, took care of the deities all day. Everybody else in the temple, distributing books. So at the end of it was called the Christmas Marathon. So they had distributed thousands of books, more than they had ever done. So the devotees reported to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, we distributed so many books." And everyone was thinking, "Oh, Prabhupada's going to pat us on the head." Prabhupada said, "Very good. Now double it." Huh? Well, that's the way Prabhupada was. And Prabhupada said, "Double it, then we got to double it." That was the mood. The mood was, the devotees loved Prabhupada so much. Whatever he wanted, we wanted to give it to him. We wanted to do it. Prabhupada, you could say, ruled by love. The devotees loved Prabhupada so much, they naturally, spontaneously wanted to please him. That was the beauty. Another thing I can tell you, in those days, in the 70s, when this movement was building, hundreds and hundreds of people were joining, there were problems, there were discrepancies, there were crises, but everybody knew, all right, there's this problem, there's this. But everybody knew, Prabhupada will settle it at some point. He'll deal with it. You had that assurance. As long as Prabhupada was alive, you knew, don't worry, Prabhupada will see to it. He will handle it, everything. And we saw that. It took some time, but eventually everything was adjusted. Prabhupada was so great, so wonderful. You felt, I felt, as long as Prabhupada's on the planet, there's nothing to worry about. I can go to sleep because Prabhupada is on the planet. Srila Prabhupada ki! So Prabhupada said many times that if we wanted to help him, if we wanted to serve him, then we should distribute his books. So that is a big, big part of this movement, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So these are the seven purposes of ISKCON. And in closing, I would like to ask you to join me in a short kirtan. And then if there are any questions, we can do that.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So before I take any questions, I'd like to say a few words about next week, because next week, if you come, could perhaps be the most ecstatic day of your life. How many have not done the Snana Yatra so far? All right, good. Those of you who have already done it, then these words should ring true or should be a refresher course. Here we have the altar. And not anybody and everybody is allowed to go on. You have to be prepared to follow some lifetime vows. You have to live according to a higher standard of purity and cleanliness and a much more rigid lifestyle. But this day, next Sunday, Snana Yatra, is perhaps the greatest day of the year, because everyone can become a pujari. Everyone can bathe God. Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram come off their thrones. And it requires two. The deities are quite heavy, I know. I've done it, carrying them. So they will come off the altar and they will circumambulate the temple room. Now, please, please, when the deities are passing, many of you want to come up and touch, but you're making it extremely difficult for the pujaris because they're carrying and you're coming. I would request you not to do that. Let the deities pass without you coming up and having to, no. It is not easy carrying the deities and everybody's coming up. Please. So the deities will circumambulate. Do we still set up over there? Is that where we'll set up? Right here. They'll be set up in a place, and then everybody nicely, very, very calmly, in the mode of goodness, not this shoving, get out of my way, me first. That's the day when we should be playing throughout the whole temple. Shanti, 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 Shanti. Calmly, you'll get your turn. Everyone will get their turn. And of course, there's always a few who want to go three or four times. I know. But try to be calm, nicely, peacefully, orderly, and you will get to bathe the deities. One thing, you're given a kalash. The kalash should not touch the deity. If you're not big enough to pour on the head, then just pour on the feet. It's sufficient. But please don't let the kalash touch the deity's head. Okay? There'll be uproarious kirtan, right, Krishna Bhavana? And if you, now here's the thing. You have a whole week to get yourself in Jagannath consciousness. That is a big factor. Prabhupada writes that spiritual life, everything is dependent on the mood of the practitioner. So you have 7 days to put yourself in the right framework so that when you come, you will be in the right consciousness. And that person will get an even greater result. Krishna told his father regarding the Indra Yajna that those who don't know everything about the sacrifice don't get a perfect result. Whereas those who know what they're doing, Krishna says, they get the full result. So my recommendation, hint, 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 you might want to read a little bit about Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya during the week. If you need the reading material, I think we have a bookstore upstairs, and they just might be able to give you a book. I read a certain section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you would like to know that, send me an email. But during the week, try to increase your japa. During the week, keep yourself nice and pure and spiritual. Come on Sunday dressed nicely because you are going to get up close and personal with God. If you don't have any kind of consciousness, then you're just going to go through the motions. You'll get benefit. But if you have this, like I'm trying to present, A week of preparation. Then when it's your turn and you're right in front of Lord Jagannath, you will have a transcendental experience. I can't, Prabhu, am I out of time? Are you ready to go, Prabhu?
Yes.
You ready to go? All right. There's no time for questions. Oh. I didn't know that. There you have it. All right. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week for Snana Yatra. And would you like a blessing?
Yeah.
All right. Raise your hand. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless everyone so that the entire week they become in Jagannath consciousness. And when they come next Sunday, they will reap the full result of Snana Yatra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. New Dwaraka Ki.